Happy Friday, powerful leaders. I hope you had an amazing week. Today's episode, oh my gosh, like it's gonna be freaking amazing. I don't know if you've ever heard of Kundalini, but this practice truly changed, wow, everything for me. So this next guest, I met her online, obviously, a few years ago, and I participated in one of her free Kundalini challenges, and I did it for 30 days straight, and oh my gosh, like the energy levels and the nervous system regulation and just the amazing feeling of like, wow, I feel so good right now. Like, let me go take action and get results for myself. Like, it's just been amazing, and I've loved following her, everything she's been up to. And it's been such an honor for me to have her reach out to me to be on the show. So without further ado, please welcome Casey Vollard. She is truly a self-mastery Kundalini guide for soul-led, heart-centered visionaries who are stepping into leadership. And she is the creator of As She Rises, the brand, and she also has her own podcast, and she's been up to so many amazing projects. So before I let you go, listen to the show. I just wanted to remind you to share the link, share the show with your friends, your business besties. You know, it's been such an honor for me to create this platform for amazing leaders to come on. And the more people that can listen to the show, the better. My goal is to really empower and give value to as many women as possible. So do that, share the show, subscribe, leave a review, and I'll be forever grateful for you. So without further ado, let's run the tape. Welcome to the Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Patricia Bourgeois, Certified Business Coach. I am here to help you up-level, generate consistent wealth, increase your confidence, attract dream clients, and master your mindset so that you can fully own your power and achieve next-level results in your online business and beyond. Every week, a powerful conversation will take place with amazing guests, or I'll share from my experience to help inspire you to start and scale the business of your dreams while being powerfully you. The time has come to stop playing small, stop hiding, and stop waiting. Now is the perfect time for you to passionately pursue your heart's desire as the powerful leader you were born to be. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. I am here today with the one and only Casey Vollard. Hey, girl.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited for this conversation today. We were just saying before we popped on here, like, you know, when you have that one exciting piece at the end of the day that just gives you that little bit of gas in the tank, that is this call for me. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I'm so excited, too. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Like, you are someone that I look forward to. Like, I'm so excited when I see your name pop up, and I took one of your challenges, your Kundalini challenge, and it changed everything for me. Yay. So I cannot wait for you to share more about, you know, like what it is that you do and what is Kundalini exactly, and all the good stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So many things. So hi, I'm Casey Vollard. I am a Kundalini business coach. I am essentially a leader, a mentor, a guide through the lens of Kundalini and heart-centered business for those soul-led visionaries that are like, I have a story, I have a mission, I want to bring it to life through, you know, the world of entrepreneurship and what that means to really build a business from our heart and from our soul and from our gifts and our magic. So I love working with those types of women. And so that's why I'm really excited also to be on this podcast, because I think that, you know, leadership and what it means to be a leader plays so much into that. And it's just, yes, really, really exciting. So What is Kundalini? I mean, that's a conversation that, like, I'm like, how much time do we have here? Because we could be here all day talking about this, you know. But I have practiced Kundalini in my own life for quite a long time. And I do have a backstory with how, you know, Kundalini found me. And I always say that Kundalini found me because Kundalini finds you. I'm sure that you can, you know, attest to that. It's not, it's like she comes and finds you, and it is such a potent medicine that just won't go away. And when you practice it, it is so life-giving working with that life force energy. So I started working with this energy a few years ago. I've taught business online for a very long time, but the world, these two worlds between energetics and business strategy, really got molded together. Because when I started this practice of Kundalini and I deepened through this, you know, self-healing and nervous system work and subconscious work, and I really went deep with this, all of a sudden my business went from, you know, consistent 4K months and like that ceiling where I was like, damn, like I just cannot get past this 4 or 5K a month, no matter what I'm doing in my business, to, you know, 40K, 50K, 60K cash consistent months in my business in like 6 months time. So like 10Xing my business, and I was doing nothing else in my strategy. And so I knew that this was a medicine that I really needed to bring mainstream. But Kundalini is a funny thing. Like if you Google it, or if you've, you know, gone to a class, it was so dogmatic in the practice, you know, like wearing all white, and you get this idea of like a man on a hill wearing a, you know, a turban, and it's just like the ancient technology and some of the practices that went along with it. I just, it did not feel good in my body. Like I was like, I think we're missing the point with what Kundalini truly is, that life force energy that we are all born with. It's a very sensual, very playful, very, very powerful energy. And so I went on kind of, you know, a 3-year, like scientific mission, I guess you could call it, where I started dissecting, like, how does Kundalini truly work inside of our body from the lens of science, from the lens of neurosomatic science. I have a vast background in like neurosomatics and nervous system and all these things. So when I started to look at the practice of Kundalini yoga and meditation through the lens of how does this work with our chakras? How does this work with our nervous system? How does this work with our subconscious? Because success as an entrepreneur, and I know that you've had this conversation on here many times before, it is our mindset. It is our skill set. It is our internal environment, the health of our nervous system and the health of our mind and our subconscious programming. Like that is vital to our success as an entrepreneur. And so I'm looking at this ancient technology and I'm going like, holy shit, this is all of these practices wrapped up in a very, very, very simple practice in the way that it works with our energetic meridians, similar to acupressure or acupuncture, very similar, very stimulating using that vagal nerve. Like it's just, so anyway, the science behind it was so mind blowing. And so I started bringing this practice into my work in business strategy, marketing, and sales. And my clients started to have these results as well, because, you know, for so many of us, when things aren't working, we go, it must be the strategy. I must need to try on another system or another strategy or hire another mentor, when what we're often not looking at is this internal environment that is our set point, you know, what we are available for. So there's that in a nutshell, how I got into this work.
Oh my gosh, it's so interesting. And I love what you said about the internal environment, because it's so true. Like if your nervous system is all over the place and you're stressed out and you're burned out, like it's not going to work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, when our nervous system becomes triggered, what happens is our like critical thinking and creative thinking faculties actually go offline. Because, you know, in the past, like very primal mindset, when we are in a threat state, so we're being chased by a lion or something, body recognizes threat. So it takes all of our extra energy and it puts it towards what is most vital right now for me to be able to either run or fight. And so this under-evolved system what happens is anything that we receive as a threat, even, you know, a threat can also be like your first 10K pay in full and you see that ding show up on your phone and you go, oh my gosh, but it's such an infusion of excitement that our body receives it as a stress. So it's just so interesting how, you know, we have bigger success than we've ever had. And then all of a sudden we self-sabotage. That's why. As we see this all the time, right? Like self-sabotage right after your biggest month or a big launch or something like that. So when our nervous system gets triggered in this way, all of our cognitive thinking, all of our creativity, our flow state, our, you know, these things that we need to connect and community and all this stuff, it's like goes completely offline. And so it's so interesting. We're like, I'm trying to build a business and be creative. And also I'm completely disconnected from the very source of that within me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So then how do you regulate when you achieve that, you know, that highest cash month or whatever it is? Like, how do you start regulating your system to like, this is okay, this is safe? Like,
yeah,
I know obviously it's to do a practice with Kundalini.
And
is there anything else?
Of course. I mean, there's so many. When we have good vagal tone, a lot of it comes down to that. So if, you know, you really want to deep dive into some of this stuff, go check out like vagal tonality and, you know, vagal nerve stuff. But Kundalini, what's so special and exciting about Kundalini is it works with the nervous system. It includes breath work. It includes, like I said, that sacred geometry where we're using pressure points in the body to clear out energy meridians. It is working with our aura, which is our electromagnetic field. So it's fun to watch in this day and age because, you know, you see all these people online that are like, it's the breath work. No, it's the chakra work. No, it's the aura work. It's your frequency. No, it's the this. And it's like, y'all just need to be practicing Kundalini because it literally is all of it in a simple package that you can practice for like 3 to 11 minutes a day, you know? So it's really fascinating. But to answer your question, you know, we do have that set point where I can't imagine things going below this level. Like I can't imagine my bank account getting below this, or I can't imagine, you know, letting it get this bad, X bad before I do something to turn it around and I'm able to manifest a different situation, right? Like I can't ever imagine having less than $10 in my bank account and then I somehow manage to manifest money out of thin air, right? But we've also got these glass ceilings that this is what I'm available for before I start self-sabotaging. And our, you know, these are like energetic capacities. I'm sure you've heard of this, like energetic capacity, but this is very much like looking at it like your business has a nervous system. I can only get so low before I trigger a certain state within my nervous system. And I can only get so high before I trigger that fight or flight response in the body. Both of them resulting in self-sabotage or burnout, burnout and shutdown, which as entrepreneurs, we've all dealt with that, right? So when we are experiencing growth as a leader inside of our business, we can do it alongside of some of these neurosomatic practices like Kundalini, like breath work, nervous system regulation, so that when I imagine myself hitting that first 10K month, I'm in a state of regulation. So when it happens, I'm not like, whoa, completely thrown off. Or it's okay to be thrown off. You know, we can get excited. We can get turned on. I mean, our bodies have the ability to have full-blown turn on, am I right? So we can have that experience in our business. It is our job to go, okay, I need to regulate in this state. And not stay in that hyper excitement, hyper arousal for too long.
Oh, this is so good. You explained it so well.
Oh, good.
So I also know that you have a podcast as well, which is really exciting. So tell us more about your show. Like, what is it all about?
Oh, I love podcasting. I cannot wait to have you over on my podcast to chat. That's going to be a juicy conversation. You know, the podcast was put out 3 years ago and I honestly did it from a state of, I want to walk with my own fear. Yeah. Everything that scares me the most, if I just walk right into it and I look my fear in the eye, then it has no power over me. And so my podcast is one of those things. I'm like, I have things to say and I want to create this movement for visionary women to really, you know, have a place to see other people stepping into their power, to be that portal of potential for them. Like if she did it, I can do it, right? So I wanted a space to bring on these leaders to talk to them and also just share my own journey completely unfiltered. You know what I mean? Like social media is cool, but I wanted to be like, set free and talk about the taboo subjects, you know, that maybe we don't talk about online. So it was birthed through that. And it's just so funny because I, you know, even the intro episode, I recorded that like, you know, 15 times. I'd hit play and then I'm like, oh, you're so stupid. And I'm like, shut that up. Oh, why didn't you say that? Like, what are you doing? You know, and I decided at that final one, like, no, this is not about me. This is for them. This is for you. This is for my community. Like, stop, you know, filtering yourself because you're worried about saying it right. And so anyway, birth of the podcast, and it's been really, really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love what you said. You know, like we all make it like all about us sometimes, especially at the beginning, but you have to shift your perspective and be like, no, I'm doing this for my communities, for the women out there. You know, it's bigger than me. It's like a bigger purpose, a bigger vision.
Yeah, it is. And you know, before we hopped on here, you asked me the question, like in the forum, what does leadership mean to you? And I gave you this answer. And I think to deepen that, I truly believe that leadership, we all have those leadership qualities. And all leadership is how fast we move through the really human stuff that we go through, how quickly we move through anger, through fear, through disappointment, through our desire to hide and dim down, and like how fast I move through it, how fast I get back on track, how fast I remember why I am building this legacy and this business in the first place, how fast I remember who I am and the potential. You know, that's leadership. It's not that it's not going to happen. It's how well you walk with that fear and that disappointment and that, like, I just want to go and hide. And we are given these opportunities to really stretch that, you know, launching the program, or for me, like when I started the podcast, it was like, there's the stretch. I'm going to hold my human. I'm going to just separate my fear from where I'm going. And I'm going to ask myself, like, my higher self, my visionary self, my best self, how do I walk myself through this for me and for the people that are coming after me?
Yes. Amen. So good. And I remember really clearly one of the moments where I saw you in your most like, wow, potency. I think it was a post that you shared about your explant journey. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this woman, wow. Like you were so vulnerable and sharing that journey. And I was like, wow, like I got to really follow her and see what she's all about. So like, would you say that being a powerful leader is also about showing vulnerability?
Oh my goodness. Vulnerability is everything. Everything. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that everything that I go through in my life is a lesson that I can take other people through. And like, yes, my explant journey, that's so funny that you bring that up. You know, that was such a portal of transformation for me. Like it honestly, I told my mentor at the time, it felt like I went onto that operating table and like a version of me died. And when I came out of that surgery, I had completely renewed, not just a new physical vessel, a body, but like all of the old shame that I carried around my body, any of the imperfection and trying to fix imperfection and, you know, all of the old patterns also got to be removed. And I love sharing that part of my journey because it truly was very, very transformational. It's been 2 years, almost to the day. Oh my goodness. Like on the 21st. So in like 10 days from now, it's been 2 years since I, explanted. And yeah, it is. And vulnerability is everything because at the end of the day, like we are building a business. I believe that we are leaving the era of I am the guru, I am the expert, I have something to teach you, come into my world so I can guide you. And we're moving into this era of me and you go together. I go first. You see me do it. Let's walk together in this movement as community and sisterhood, right? And I'm sure, like, if you, I don't know how much you know, but like the Aquarian age of Aquarius that we entered into in 2012, but this is so like on point with that, that piece where Piscean age was very that. It was like the era of the guru. It was control. It was structure. It was all these things. And in 2012, we entered into the age of Aquarius, where it is very community. It's us. Mm-hmm. It's coming down off the pedestal. And so I think we're really moving in that way with our business as well, where I'm not a guru speaking down to a crowd of people, but in my mind, I visualize it like there is this community, this crowd of incredible, powerful, you know, self-led, heart-led women. And when I take myself off the pedestal and I come down onto a yoga mat and we're all sitting in this room together in a circle, like that's so much more powerful. For you and for me. And so in order to cultivate that type of environment requires me being vulnerable. Because when I share my vulnerability, you see a part of your story and yourself in me. And you go, if she can do it, I can too. Yes. Right? And that's community. Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So good. And is this why you also decided to create your summit? I know you have a summit coming up.
I do. Yes. It just came out today. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. So this is actually the second year that I've ran this particular As She Rises Speaker Summit. We had over 1,500 people register for it last year. Over 20 incredible speakers coming out. Yeah. It's a virtual summit that's happening over the course of 3 days at the end of the month. I can give you the link if you guys want to sign up, but that is what it is. I think that we all have something so magnificent to bring to the table. And, you know, I think we got into this trap of like every single guru on the internet has their angle and their belief. And the more mentors we hired, the more confused we got. So I think that it's really exciting that we're coming into, you know, again, this era where I can look at my mentorship and the lessons as a buffet, and I can have little tastes of how the way everybody does it and then put it through the filter of my body and what feels best for me and what feels, you know, most exciting and most regulated for me. And that's how we build a successful business. So absolutely, the speaker summit is going to be just magnificent.
Sign me up.
Yes. I also have at the end of September, I don't know if you've seen it, but we're doing a live event, the As She Rises in-person two-day event. Wow. Yeah, in Canada. We're so excited about it. September 30th through October 1st. The tickets are already on sale, but we have some amazing speakers coming out for it. But the essence when we were creating this event, I said, I do not want this to be like a business conference. I refuse to have it feel like a business conference. I said, I want it to feel like you are coming into a retreat. I want it to feel like you are coming into the room with like sisterhood and connection, and you get to learn from industry leaders. And then on Saturday night, we have a goddess embodiment party where you dress as your highest self and you come to this dance party. And we have like a DJ who does somatic journeying and like mocktails. And oh my God, it's just, it's going to be the friggin' time of your life.
Oh my gosh. Where is it in Canada? Cause I'm from Quebec. So
I think you're in Calgary, Alberta.
It's in Alberta.
Calgary, Alberta. But you know what? I mean, Calgary is not the most exciting city. However, the flights are very, very cheap, and we are staying right downtown at the Hyatt, and it's a beautiful hotel. Wow. And it's really going to be just the best time.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Yeah. I have no doubt.
Yes, you'll have to come out. You have to be there. I get to hug you in person. Oh my goodness.
That would be amazing for sure. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, so good. I mean, you know, I ask this to everyone who comes on the show, and I ask them, like, for them, what does it mean to be a powerful leader? But I feel like you already answered it, most of it, with the vulnerability part. But is there anything else that comes up for you when you think about powerful leadership?
Yeah. You know, powerful leadership, I think at the end of the day, is about trusting yourself. Yeah. Trusting yourself, you know, because if we can trust ourselves, we're going to make the big moves, the brave move. We're going to, you know, fly across the country to get in a room of powerful people we're going to say the thing that we know that has to be said in pure self-expression, where we look at like the things that I have been through in my life, my stories, my lessons. And I take all of those lessons and I turn it into a roadmap that I could teach to somebody else, and I could guide somebody else through it in a way that is going to be so supportive and so activating for them. And I choose to continue to be on a standard, not just a path of growth, but a standard of growth. Like there's no other options, you know, and I'm continuing to get better every single day, and it invites other people to get better every day. And when I stand in my power, it's an invitation for everybody else to stand in their power too. And I think that right now we're seeing now more than ever this healing of that witch wound or that sister wound, whatever you want to call it, you know, like where we have shamed ourselves for so long. We have dimmed our light because we felt safe. We have thrown judgment, and we've also experienced other people judging us. And I think we've kind of all gotten to a place where like, not doing this anymore. I get to be powerful and you get to be powerful, and neither of us are a threat. And if we combine our powers together, then we can go to the freaking moon together. You know, like we can create a really powerful movement. So leadership to me is seeing myself, my magnificence, my everything that I am in my lessons. And I put that out online, unapologetic in my expression. And I walk with fear over and over again. And you do the same. We come together and we create such a cool movement.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
1000% for sure. Amazing. So do you have, you know, any last piece of wisdom, anything that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Yeah, I think that if I could even give myself a piece of advice when I started this business, is when you are getting the nudges to move or pivot or jump or change, take them. Mm-hmm. They're given to you for a reason. I ignored my nudges for far too long. And I have this belief that if we get the nudge and we know that it's a nudge and we intentionally like choose to ignore it because we don't feel good enough or who am I to do this, and we play small, the universe is like, oh, for the love of God, like you're just not getting it. So let me give you, you know, for me, it showed up in the form of like postpartum anxiety, really bad postpartum anxiety after my second daughter, which was the catalyst for all my spiritual growth, for my business growth, for my activation into like leadership, and such a big pivotal part of my story. And so if you're getting the nudges, trust them, lead yourself and guide yourself through it now, and don't wait until the universe has to like give you an ass kicking to do it. Those are the most painful lessons in hindsight, you know? Yeah. So jump, like get in the program, hire the mentor, do the program, launch your thing, launch your podcast, put yourself out online, because the fear is not going anywhere. The fear is literally not going anywhere. Regulate your nervous system so you don't shut down. Let's do that internal work to get the nervous system on board, and then jump. Allow yourself to be held in sisterhood, in mentorship. Get yourself in spaces like this podcast, like the Facebook group, you know, where you're going to be just so supported and held. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Such a beautiful segue into where can we find you and follow you and learn more about your programs? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm everywhere. No, definitely you're going to want to come check out the podcast, Empower Project Radio. You know, you're going to be on there. We've got lots of other guests. And then the places that I hang out the most right now are Instagram. I'm living on the stories. I am Casey Villard on Instagram. And then I also have a really wonderful Facebook community that I definitely want to invite you into. Such a cool space for sisterhood. As She Rises is my brand. As She Rises is a Facebook group. It's a spiritual business lounge for visionaries stepping into all things amazing. So I definitely don't want to be in there. Yeah.
I love it. I love your group. Such a cool, vibey place to be in.
I love that. I'm so glad you're in there. Oh, so good.
Yes. Casey, thank you so much for being here today. It was amazing chatting with you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Powerful Female Leaders Podcast. If you love this episode, make sure to spread the message. Leave a review and subscribe. I would forever be grateful for you. I also want to hear from you, and I want to know your feedback and your questions for future episodes. So don't be shy, say hi, and send me a message at Powerful Female Leaders Podcast on Instagram. Until then, I'll see you on the next episode.